man in Milford, he's a farmer. He was just walking down checking among the stock, and he thought he found a piece of pipe, but then he noticed it as a head, and he was like, okay, I must have found a snake. So he was in wild shock, because the last thing you would expect to find your field in Donegal would be a snake.
How unusual is it?
It's never, I doubt it's ever been a thing.
And do we think, is it an Irish field snake? Is it maybe a snake that escaped its owner?
It's an American corn, so it would definitely have been a pet.
Right, and it was able to survive and...
Yeah, no, it's perfect. We have it in the shop here. Dad's just handling it there. I just see him over the shop. He's a lovely wee thing. It's about a foot and a half long, nearly 2 foot long.
Wow.
It's yesterday we got a call from a man in Milford. He was wild in shock, so were we, because we went out to Milford to collect him. And he was a lovely wee thing. He was just sitting there, because we took him back, because he was very cold, because he'd been out and about for a day or two.
Yeah, and so although it was in good shape, Emma, it probably would it have been able to survive and feed itself in our environment or our climate?
Definitely not. It's just been in a vivarium of about 26 degrees. And yesterday was a very cold and damp day.
Mm, certainly was.
So
it got a queer shock, I would say.
Dad was in wild shock. He thought it was a joke for a while, but we went down and there was a snake there. So,
what now, Emma? What are you going to do with it?
We're going to wait and see, because we put it up on our Facebook page this morning, and we've got a lot of feedback, and there's people hoping that we find an owner. And we just hope someone comes and claims it, because he's a lovely little snake.